This call is being recorded.
All is in readiness. For now, be aware of those energies moving across the planet into all beings, becoming aware of all of their energy signatures. This is how we know you. How you will know us, as well as how you will become acquainted with all that come to know you times ahead. So as you become aware of those energy signatures, your specific vibrations, know that as you look at their vibration, as you feel their vibration, you are able to match their vibration with your own. And in so doing, you can bring a healing process to all that you come in contact with by doing this. This is how the one you know of as Yeshua produced the healing aspects as he did, and matching vibration, matching wholeness, vibration that was whole, that was not whole, bringing the wholeness to that person. He himself did not do the healing. Brought the energies through him. And again, as matching the vibration, or as he held the high vibration within him, he was then able to match his vibration with theirs. This is how the healing was accomplished. As your one who serves has said several times, it is not miracles that this happens. It is science. It is a higher understanding of the science that is yet to come to all of you. I wish you all now to begin to return to your bodies, going back from wherever you found yourself. Whether it was off in a different distant galaxy, simply hanging around the ships out here, or back down on that beach. Find yourselves back now toward your body. As you enter your body, know that you have the ability to feel those vibrations. Only within yourself, to feel the vibrations all around you as your third eye opens more. You begin to have this ability more and more. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. I appreciate these times that I, my brothers and sisters here of the Pleiadian fleet, those of the councils, that all of us can be here with you in these ways. Not only here with you, this group, but with all of those who would read these words or listen to these words. We are here for all of you. The times that are ahead are approaching rapidly. Yes, we know you are tired. We know that many of you have at times said, I've had enough. Even at times you may have said, I want off of this planet. I am done with this. But yet you persevere. You continue on. Because you know your missions. You know what you are here to do. You know that you are here to bring all of your brothers and sisters back together again. You know that you are here to prepare the way for those that have not yet awakened. You know that you are here to live a life of light, and to share and bring that light to all that are ready for it. Bring light to the darkness. Everywhere. This planet will become a planet of light once again. It will come out of the shadows and is returning to the light. All those that still wish to remain in the shadows will not be able to do so much longer. For as you know, the energies are increasing, and increasing more and more they shall. We, those of us, the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Sirians, the Antarians, all of us are here to assist in all many different ways. We all have our mission. As you do. We are all waiting, just as you are. But we wait, knowing, without a doubt, the waiting will come to an end. Those of you may still wonder. Even sometimes wondering, is this real? Are we real? Are you just hearing voices in your head that are simply your own imagination? As you have heard many times, imagination is the thought process in the higher vibrations, the higher dimensions, the fifth dimension and beyond. So you are honing your craft now. Begin to visualize more and more. Crystallize those visualizations. Let your imagination run wild. Dream. Dream. Let those dreams become reality. It is nearly time, my brothers and sisters of the light, our family of light, nearly time that we will be presenting ourselves to many of you, not all, but many of you, as you are being prepared and preparing yourselves for the grand moment that are just ahead. No, we cannot give dates, time frames, because you know that all of this changes. The vibrational frequencies change within all of you, and as a collective consciousness here on the planet. But we are here. We are ready. Question becomes, are you ready? I am Kara. I leave you now temporarily, and I will return along with many of my brothers and sisters wish to begin to communicate with more and more of you, not only through this one, James, but to each of you as individuals. Different ones of us will be communicating with more and more of you. So be ready for this. You won't allow it. All of my peace and love be with all of you, my dear brothers and sisters. Continue on every day, bringing the light to this planet, anchoring the light, and then sharing it with all that are ready. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om. Oh, greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here, and Shoshana is standing by, and we are ready for your questions and to help you with the answers. But before we do so, we just wish to say to all of the mothers out there, have a wonderful, happy Mother's Day. It is a special day for all of you, a special day that it is designed, geared just for you. For you are the ones that bring in all the light into this planet. You are the ones that do this in the form of the children that come in the babies, in the ones that come in speaking that language of light, if you wish to call it this, bringing the high vibrations into this planet. And it is up to you, the mothers and the fathers as well, to allow for their process to continue on as long as it can. And for some, and more as this process continues on, for more and more, they will not resort back to the third dimension. At some point, this will come to an end, and they will continue on in the higher vibrations, into the higher fourth and fifth dimensional frequencies and remain there. And they, those will help you, those of you, the adults, they will help you to reach those vibrations as well. We are ready now for your questions. Do you have any questions here?
Hello, one who serves.
Yes.
Hello. Hello. Blessings to you and Shoshana, or you all. I sound like I'm in a hall, but I'm in the bath. I've got a question on behalf of the collective, but it was just something that happened to me in my meditation, but I believe this is for the collective. So this is not just me. This is a collective. When I was in my meditation then, in my Merkaba, joined with my twin, I suddenly saw many, many twins coming out of the ships in their Merkabas, and they were combined. They were one Merkaba, but it looked like a triple tetrahedron, and there was lots of them, lots of couples coming out, and there was something significant about that. Now, obviously, it's significant to me, yes, that I believe I have the answer to. However, this is also significant to the collective, this union, this masculine, this feminine, and these twins. So I wonder if you can emphasize on that for me a little. Thank you.
You are certainly correct in terms of it is coming. There are more and more of these connections beginning to be made by those who are ready for this. Even if it does not happen at the physical level at this point, and it shall not, for the most part, in your three-dimensional consciousness, but it will happen at the higher vibrations into higher fourth and fifth dimension and beyond. And this is what is being prepared for. The reunion It is not only the reunion of the old souls of those of you coming back together again. It is the reunion of you and your higher twin, your higher selves, as well as your twin souls also. So this is correct as you are seeing it, and preparation is being made in many respects for the opening of communication in various ways. And we cannot go into that further as to how this communication shall be, for you will know it when it happens and as it happens. Okay? Shoshana, anything to add here?
We have a perspective to share, if we may.
Absolutely.
The perspective that we see is hard to put into words. However, the idea and the energy of a twin soul, a twin flame, is only about completion of oneness. It is about completion. It is about merging the energy so that one is complete. We will tell you now that there are those walking among you that are complete. They have merged. They are one. And when you see that, they will no longer speak about having a twin flame, because they are merged with that which is the energy of the other in perfect balance and oneness. This is what we have to share with you. Namaste.
Thank you. Precisely. I merged with my twin. This was a collective question as well for out there in the collective. I understand its oneness. I totally understand that, sister. This was a form, I believe, for me to ask this question for the collective, that I've seen it through me, because it's a pondering question, I believe. But once you're in union, and in union with your Godhead, in union with oneness, you know, but there's more profound, I see, is more profound energy here at play. There's definitely more profound energy here. So that was a symbol, and that was a synchronicity. And I thank you both for that. Sending you blessings.
Bye. And we would share one more thing with you. As we find you, as we know you, you have much insight and much understanding beyond most. That's what we would tell you. And this is your frustration and your difficulties in life, because you see things differently than most and at a higher perspective than most. But bear with all that cannot see that, as they will catch up, my dear sister. Namaste.
Namaste. Blessings. Thank you.
Very good. Do we have other questions here now? Nothing further?
Yes. This is Oral.
Yes.
Greetings. I've heard that President Trump is pushing vaccines, and I was wondering if you could comment on the how dirty these vaccines are that are being pushed on our.
First of all, he is not pushing vaccines. Those who are not commanding him, but those who are directing him. In respect to that, he must play the game, and he is playing the game here, and looking like he is behind this program, but he is directly not behind it, we can tell you this. And the idea of the vaccination, at one time it was a wonderful idea to bring about an opportunity to rid the earth, rid the people of the earth of various types of illnesses. But of course, like anything that is of good nature, of light, it was turned to the darkness, turned to defensive weapons and all of these types of things. And those that would promote those uses of the vaccines now, if left completely unbridled, they would do much more than they have done up to this point. They had grand plans for the removal of many of the people of the earth. But like anything, those of the resistance, those of the light forces are not allowing for this. So there is an attempt to utilize these vaccinations to bring about illnesses and these types of things, and even to promote in the idea of a pandemic to go across the world, but that is not going to happen. Again, I've said this before, we have not been working with you, all of us, not just we, but all of us that are working with all of you, the collective. We would not be doing all of this if we thought that it would all be ended with some type of pandemic or nuclear war or something of this nature. So all of this has been curtailed and will continue to do so. But we would suggest to you, whenever you consider the idea of a vaccination, whether for yourselves or for your loved ones, do the research. Do the research before you imbibe on any of these types of things. Okay? Shoshana, anything?
Yes, Shoshana wishes to share on that note. The power of knowledge is great in the third dimensional conscious realm, and those who wish to wake those up that have long since been hypnotized by this vaccination program and are going along with it, we must be the ones to wake them up through our knowledge, through our understanding. Do not be afraid to ask. When you are faced by any medical professional that wishes to vaccinate anyone, including an animal, please have your information there. Do deep research. Have your information there and ask questions and corner them. Why are you giving this? What are the statistics? Et cetera, et cetera. Knowledge and the application of knowledge in this realm is the most powerful thing that you have to combat this craziness. Namaste.
To take the concept from your X-Files, the truth is out there if you wish to find it. It is there on all of these types of things, vaccinations, all of this. The truth is out there if you want to find it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Will there be other questions here?
Yes, one of Ms. Herbs. I have one.
Yes, this is Rama speaking. Can you hear me?
Hold, please. We have Thomas is first here. He wishes to ask a question, and then the one who wished after this.
Thank you. I just have one simple question. Is it possible for us to visit Inner Earth? Do we need a escort or permission to do that?
It is not so much escort or permission. It is whether it is part of your mission at this time that you can do so. Now, of course, it also requires intent. If you have the intention of doing so and you are able to raise your vibrations enough at the time to bring this about, it is possible. But it must normally come from those who have prepared ahead of time to be a part of this expression. Now, that is at this time. That is not in the coming times ahead. In other words, in those times ahead, after the disclosure, after all of this comes about, there will be the opening of many of the secreted closings, we would say, of the entrances into the inner earth and hollow earth. And when these open up, they will open up to the masses at that time who are ready to come and be a part of this. As well as those who are there, deep below the earth, will come into an emerging process. They will emerge from their deep locations, their homes deep within, and they will come and merge with those of the surface here. All of this is part of disclosure as it comes forward in the times ahead. Shoshana, anything to add?
Not at this time.
Very good. Did this answer
you
your question, dear one?
Yes, it does.
Very good. Would there be other question now? There was one that wished to ask.
Yes, my name is Norma, and I'd like to ask about this phenomenon all over Facebook and everywhere else called the 5G technology, and it seems to be bringing up a lot of fear, even in me, and it's easy to get into that fear trap, and I just want to know how we can not fall into the fear trap of 5G technology, because some are saying it rearranges the molecules of water in our body, and I just want to know how we cannot be a victim, but be in power, and what do we do about it?
First of all, the 5G technology is like anything that is possibly useful as a wonderful invention or something that comes to someone. They bring it from the universal mind and they put it into action. And but when they do that, it is then available for those of the dark forces to also take advantage of this. And this is what has happened as we find it here. Those who are wanting to bring this technology forward have been usurped, we would say, from the others of the darker side, to be able to utilize these technology and these energies as something that would cause havoc and create illnesses and all of this across the planet. But, and this is a big but here, those of the light forces are very much aware of this process, this technology, and are doing everything they can to not only curtail those plans of the dark forces with this technology, but also to be able to use this technology in a way of bringing light, we will say, to the planet as well. So those of you that will become influenced by this new technology that is coming out, if you are ensconced within the fear process, if you are there feeling the three-dimensional aspects of this, then you will have the three-dimensional effects that were intended by this. But if you are feeling yourselves at the higher vibrations, higher frequencies, then these types of energies that are three-dimensional energies cannot affect you in any way. This is what we continue to say over and over. If you are in the higher vibrations and you remain there more and more, then these things of lower vibrations cannot harm you. Okay, Shoshana?
Yes, we wish to share our perspective and we agree with all that has been given. May we share our perspective with you?
Yes, please.
We must understand, and this is difficult for those that have been deeply programmed by the fear program, that it is a program. That which you fear de-empowers you, takes your power away from you. And this is the plan. We are powerful beyond measure. The human being is tremendously powerful, has the capability of becoming a universe itself within the power that has been given in that being. So we must tell you that fear truly will take your power away from you, regardless of what you are facing. So one thing that we must do, we must not engage in that program. So when we read something that brings fear to our hearts and our minds, we must set that aside and not allow it to enter our understanding. As it enters our understanding, it breeds. It's contagious. Fear is breeds among humans, is contagious. So one must stand up when they feel fear and help others not to feel that, to take that out of their experience, as fear alone will create chaos. That is our understanding of this crazy program that has been foisted upon the human beings. So please, if you fear anything, find a way to not fear it. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions now?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello, this is Nijia. Thank you. So I wish if you can shed some light on the subject of the source souls. We know that Jesus, came straight from source. He didn't come from different rays of colors of sources of souls. So the soul or source send some souls to Earth, but source do not send so many of them to not interfere in the experiment. So can you please explain a little bit more about this subject?
We do not quite understand what this subject is.
Yeah.
Please rephrase your question,
sure.
Please.
Okay. So I'm asking about the source souls. So source sends souls straight to Earth without them going through the reincarnation, it's a kind of different souls they came, like Jesus.
Yes, we understand now, but we would say that you are under a misunderstanding here, a misconception of the one known as Yeshua, that he would come directly from source. How is that any different than all of you? You all come directly from source. So there is no difference here. Whether or not he was in the reincarnation cycle, and we would say he was, he did not come any more directly from source than any of you have. Okay?
Understanding
that, he did come from a higher vibrational source at the time, in coming from his higher self, which would be Sananda, and was sent down to the earth with a mission. The mission was to bring the Christ consciousness to the planet once again. And this was, as we find it, the third attempt that was made to do this. We will not go into those before this, but this was an attempt to bring the Christ consciousness here, and he became the Christ consciousness. So in respect of this one, he did much to elevate the collective consciousness of the planet. So we can understand the misconception here as to this one was someone special coming down. He was not. He was no more special than any of you. And he himself, if he was standing here in front of you, would say exactly that. He is no higher, no lower than any of you. And he, as the, high one within the great white brotherhood here, in terms of the high director, you might say, he is special in that respect, certainly, for who he has been in the past. And what he continues to be now. Okay? Shoshana,
yes.
Do you have anything to add here?
We wish to add our perspective on this. And what we would say is that all that wish to bring the light, carry the light, anchor the light, that believe that they have been chosen to do those things, and they believe that they chose themselves to do those things, are the ones that will uplift humanity. It does not matter the source of that. What matters is that each being that carries the light, anchors the light, shines
where,
the
where
light.
Where is his tennis ball? Doesn't he have a tennis ball?
We need to ask the one there on the phone. Their phone, please. Please mute your phone. Thank you. You can continue, please, Shoshana.
So we wish to tell you in summation that all, perhaps all that engage in this phone call and engage in the group wish to carry the light, be the light, shine the light in their unconditional love for humanity. This is all there is. There is nothing else. And the one Yeshua committed to that mission, and that is why we see him the way we see him, because he fully committed to that mission. That is what we have to say, that each of you can commit fully to that mission. Namaste.
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here now?
One who serves, this is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. There was a group that I belong with, another soul group that I belong with, and one of them was questioning something that was said in the chat yesterday about the O negative blood, and it really raised a lot of fear in her. The O negative blood was, I don't know much about it, but I've heard others talk about it. Can you kind of expand on this for us a little bit, where it came from and where we're going with it? Thank you.
What we can say here is exactly as Shoshana said earlier about fear, and fear will lead to more fear and more fear and more fear. So whatever you read, whatever you hear along the way, use your discernment, use your research. Do not become involved in the programming that is happening there. Whether it is positive, whether it is negative, whether it is alien, whether it is this, whether it is that, means nothing here. It only means within you to continue on with the aspect that you are at this time, to continue to be in the moment, not to be involved in the programming from the past or to constantly be worried about the future and what the future is going to bring. Because if you continue to worry about what the future is going to bring, you're going to miss the moments that you are in now. Okay?
We wish to share our perspective. We wish to share our perspective with you, dear sister. Would that be appropriate at this time?
Absolutely.
We must share a secret. The secret is that there are more blood types than there are sands on the planet. There are blood types that have not been discovered. And actually, the Human Genome Project is only recent. We do not know anything about genetics on this planet. It is all hearsay. It is all scientifically misunderstandings at many levels. Blood types are multiple and many, 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 many. And it just simply shows the bloodline from which your body was created. But is the body the most important thing here? Is the physical avatar the most important thing here? We think not. We think it is an avatar that simply lives on the planet and is Its mission is to bring light to the planet through its spiritual understanding, through its soul transference to its body. So you must put that in perspective, and that which is focused on negative O blood type must put that in perspective. What is the more important mission here? Namaste.
Thank you. No, I was just asking for a friend. I don't attach to any of that. That does not, I don't let that come in. But thank you very much.
And perhaps you can share, my dear sister, you can share our perspective then.
And I will. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Very good. Are there any other questions now before we release channel? Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. And before we do, though, we just ask all of you to continue to not only anchor the light as you have been doing, but begin more and more to spread the light. We've asked you, Archangel Michael has asked you, more and more to do so, not only with those who you know very closely, but wherever the opportunity arises, begin to share some information, some of your knowledge, some of your understanding, even if the one that you are sharing it with is beginning to be ready for it. In other words, beginning the awakening process. And we tell you this now because more and more and more that you come in contact with, because this is your mission, are going to be of those that are in that awakening process. Shoshana, anything to add here at the end? We are releasing channel here now.
We wish to share.
Shanti, peace be with you.
We wish to share and applaud you for your courage and your love. It is difficult to share the light. Often it is difficult because many do not see your light. Many do not experience your light. But you must continue to shine that light. You must continue to uplift humanity. If you wish to raise consciousness wherever you go, and if you wish Gaia to become a planet of light, you must share your light. You must shine your light. You must give your light selflessly, no matter how difficult it is. And we know that each of you is doing that on a moment-by-moment basis. Remember how important you are to uplift humanity by shining your beautiful light. That is all we have. Namaste.
All righty then.